The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Blair Lede at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A 12-year-old girl is recovering in the hospital this morning after she was grazed in the head by a bullet. The shooting happened at around 8:30 last night along Oregon and Nebraska in South St. Louis. She was conscious and breathing when taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. So far, it's unclear who fired the shot. This comes just one day after a 3-year-old girl was shot in the head in her home in East St. Louis. Last report was she was in critical condition. A man was shot multiple times early this morning near the Gateway Arch. This happened just after midnight along Washington Avenue near the Eads Bridge. His car ended up on the steps leading to the arch grounds just off Memorial Drive. The victim died on the scene. 20 immigrants from 12 different countries will become U.S. citizens today. Busch Stadium will host the nationalization ceremony. That's before this evening's game against the Dodgers. The ceremony will honor Constitution Day. It's officially celebrated September 17th, but it's recognized throughout September every year. Constitution Day honors the signing of the Constitution, September 17th, 1787. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, we can expect another beautiful day today, but it will start to heat up again, especially this afternoon. Skies will be mostly sunny with afternoon temperatures reaching the low 90s. A quick hitting thunderstorm or two is possible this evening, followed by cooler weather late tonight. Low temperatures will drop into the lower 60s. The rest of the week looks amazing. Sunny warm days and clear cool nights. Daytime highs in the low to mid 80s, and overnight lows will range from the 50s to mid 60s.